Letting Go of Inhibitions, written by Victoria Whitta and Dr. Don, read by Victoria Whitta. I knew our relationship was moving to the next level when I accepted your request for a date. Every time we went on a date, you were charming and handsome and intelligent, but a bit reserved. You seemed preoccupied by what people around us were thinking of us, and were hesitant when I showed you affection in front of other people. But this would be different. This was at your apartment. Now we would be alone, and I wondered if I could get past the self-conscious veneer that you were showing. I thought about you all day and imagined you letting go of all your inhibitions with me. You said that you wanted to cook dinner for me, and it made me smile. It could either turn out really well or really terribly. As I drove to your place, the wind howled past my car and the snow drifts blew over the road, and I wondered to myself if I might not be able to leave your place once I got there. I know you're a good person, and I know that you would never try anything unless it was all right with me. You're one of the last of a dying breed, but the thought of being forced by the snow to stay overnight might be just the push you need to let me deeper into your life. I ring the doorbell and see that you have dressed up. The aroma of your meal hangs in the air, and the two candles are lit on the table. Wonderful place, I say as I look around. You just nod nervously and take my coat, revealing my best black sleeveless dress. My necklace, laying between my breasts, shimmers in the candlelight. You look at it. Or were you looking at my chest? You take my coat and show me around quickly. I hear the satellite radio as it plays lovely light rock songs, perfect for the mood of the evening. For a single guy, you clean up pretty nice, too. Nice slacks, sharp tie, shined shoes. I'm impressed. You leave the bedroom off your small tour, and I think that's sweet. Although, I wonder how many times you thought of me as you lay in your bed, touching yourself roughly. If you think of me at all in the wee hours of the night when you stare at the ceiling. I bet you do. We go back to the living room, and I kiss your cheek in an effort to let you know that I not only accept, but enjoy everything about you. We engage in some small talk. The whole time, I love looking into your eyes, seeing you so nervous. It makes me feel so good that you're trying to impress me so much, and it's so sincere. That's a big thing. Sincerity of everything you have done. I hear the ding of the oven. As you get up to attend to it, I reach out and gently touch your hand as you leave. I feel you tremble so slightly, and I know you're nervous. Plus, the view as you walk away is pretty nice, too. You tell me that it's ready, so I get up and I sit at the chair that you already had pulled out for me. We start in, and everything is delicious. We discuss your training to be a doctor, your excellent cooking skills, and the conversation flows naturally. I notice you are still worried and shy that I am somehow going to reject you. If only you could read my mind, you would be very sure of yourself. I have another glass of wine for strength, and I breathe deep and reach across the table and reach your hand, interlocking my fingers with yours. You look up, and your eyes become as big as dinner plates with nervousness, and you almost look scared. I just look back at you and smile. The candles flicker across our faces, and I get up and say, "Let's dance a little." You take the lead as we slow dance close to each other to the music playing from your stereo. Our bodies touch, and instantly I can tell that you're trying to hide your obvious excitement from me. I look into your eyes, and instead of pulling away, I pull you tight against my body. I want to feel more of that excitement. The next song is a higher tempo one, and I begin to grind on you just a bit. Not too much. No need to scare you in your own apartment. My dress sways back and forth as we continue to hold each other close. Your hands on my waist shake just a little bit, and I can tell how nervous you are. I look into your eyes and smile as I take your hand and lead you to the couch in the living room. I sit you down as I dance for you, enticing you with my rhythmic movements, moving my hands over my body. The candlelight reflects our faces, and I trace my breast with my hand and gently playing with my necklace as you stare at me, your excitement uncontrollably showing in your pleated slacks. I turn around to dance for you, shaking my hips slowly to give you a full view of my ass. A small groan escapes your lips, and I can tell I have you where I want you. I turn around again and face you and kneel between your legs. From the first moment I talked to you, I thought you were cute and attractive, sweet and wonderful. Did you know that? No, you reply, almost whispering. Well, you are. And I just want to repay you for such a wonderful meal, I say, smiling up at you. I place my hands on your thighs and you almost jump through the roof. Are you nervous? I ask, with a smile in my voice. You just slowly nod a bit. No reason to be. This is what we both want. So just give in to what we have going on here, I say. That slow nod comes from you again. I reach out and slowly unzip your tan slacks, revealing black boxer shorts and a bulge that threatens to rip them in two. I unbutton the boxers and feel your hands on my bare shoulders as I release you from the fabric. You are very hard, and I look up to see that your eyes are closed and your body is tense. Relax, I say, as I kiss your cock ever so lightly, grabbing you with my hand. Just relax. You throb in my grip, and I can taste you on my lips, and I love that. I gently kiss the entirety of the shaft, making your body quiver, letting my tongue dance over the head of your cock. I make you slick. It shimmers in the candlelight. I pull down your slacks and take off your shorts, leaving you with just your shirt and tie on. Oh, so cute. So handsome. You quickly take the rest of your clothing off, and there you sit before me, totally naked, hard, waiting and panting. You are mine. Slowly I remove my dress, revealing the black bra and matching panties I hoped I would have a chance to share with you tonight. You stare with your mouth open as I let it all drop to the floor, and I sit down next to you. It's your turn to make me quiver. I guide your head between my thighs and wait for you to begin. At first, you're a little too quick and uneven in your desire to please, but after a few moments, you get into the rhythm and start to lick me just as I need to be licked. My legs wrap around your neck as I give in to you completely. My fingers open themselves up to you as much as I can. I feel your warm breath on every inch of my pussy. Oh, yes. That's exactly it. Oh. Oh, don't stop. Oh. I breathe heavily as I say this to you. My hands grabbing at your head and pushing you into me deeper, deeper. Your hands grab onto my outer thighs as I start to breathe faster, biting my lower lip. I feel your tongue, your warm breath, your lips touch and enter me. Can you feel how wet you're making me? I say as I look down at you. All you do is nod. And you don't stop what you're doing. I close my eyes and I give in to you. I clutch your hands in mine tightly as I feel my climax start to build. My body stiffens as I see you bury your tongue in me. I can feel the softness of your tongue right on my clit. And my I close close my eyes as I start to come. Harder than I have in a long time. My panting and mooing only encourage you to continue, and I grab your hair and arch my back as I feel orgasm rush. It rushes through me and onto your awaiting tongue. Lips. My body is shaking. After what feels like an eternity, my body goes slack. It's your turn, I say breathlessly. You stand up, and I can see that you are still extremely hard. The head of your cock bobs up and down in midair, and I can see that it is slick with your wetness, still dripping your pre-cum down that wonderful shaft. Laying you down on the couch, I want to devour you, but I hold back to my desires so I can make this last. I kiss your chest. I can feel your heart racing. I smile to myself and gently nibble your nipples, watching your chest rise and fall quickly, moving my way up to your neck. I nuzzle my mouth there, kissing and gently licking, whispering in your ear how much I want to make you feel as good as you made me feel. Your cock is firm against your stomach, pointing up at us, begging to be touched. I can see it dribbling, its clear liquid onto your body, drop after drop. I sneak my way down to it, and without grabbing it in my hands, I lick the head, tasting you fully. My tongue dances under the rim of it, making your hips buck like a bronco. I laugh out loud as I settle you back down. Continuing, I let my tongue run the length of you, so warm on my tongue as I make my way down the shiny tip. As I slip you into my mouth, I hear you groan and grab the fabric as I engulf every inch of you. I can take all of you. The smell of your sex is heavy in the air, and I inhale it with every breath I take. I feel you pulse in my mouth as I coat you with my saliva, letting you bounce around inside my warm, moist mouth. I slip your cock out between my lips and let it fall with a plop back onto your stomach. Have you dreamed this? I ask you. You just nod, breathing heavy. How many nights have you jerked off thinking about this? I ask. Every night since we met, you say. This is the first thing you've said all night that shows that you know I'm totally into you, since it was said with confidence and a teasing smile instead of your usual reserved nervousness. I take your hand and lead you into the bedroom. You have just a nightstand, a twin bed that looks like it has been made with meticulous care. Were you hoping for us to be here? A mirror and a dresser with a TV in there. So sparse, but you're just getting started with your career. I take back the covers and lie you on the bed. It looks like you're about to burst. For curiosity, I start to open your nightstand drawer. No, please don't do that, you say with fright in your voice. Intrigued, I decide to look more, and I discover what you didn't want me to find. It's a photo of me taken on one of our first dates. I never knew you had taken that picture from that angle. I had seen some of the others, but I hadn't seen this one. Is this what you look at when you're all alone? I ask. Knowing the answer sheepishly, you say yes. Well, let's see if your fantasy comes true tonight, I say, as I straddle your quivering body. I grab your erect cock and move it to my pussy. Lightly tapping it against my hair, I hear you inhale sharply. Slowly I let you enter me. Your hands shoot out and grab my ass hard and tight. The expression on your face is one of sheer ecstasy, and I have to know. Is this your first time? Yes. It surprises me because you're such an amazing guy, and I can't believe how amazing that you wanted to share this moment with me. It explains the nervousness now, and I imagine our relationship will be very different from now on. I love the idea of knowing that I'm your first, and it makes me groan from deep inside me. You were waiting for someone special, and I'm honored to be that special someone, for you are special to me. Rocking back and forth and up and down on top of you, I can feel another orgasm starting to build inside of me. I love to watch your face. I take your hands and move them to my breast, which makes both of us moan. My desire for you grows as I ride you. I feel my nipples pinched. Oh, I need you. Oh, your hips are bucking me. And I wonder if you're as close as I am. My fingers tickle your skin. Reach down. Squeeze. Touch you and rub you. You're gonna make me come again, do you know that? I whisper. You just moan back. As your hips start to steadily move up and down, we're getting into a rhythm. I never want to stop. Don't stop. Skin starts to slap against your skin. Faster. As I reach a climax. Again. With you inside me this time. It feels even better than the last one. It doesn't take long for my walls to clench tight against your cock. Yes. Looking into your eyes, your hands grab at my hair, and I continue to jerk you so agonizingly slow. I can feel your whole body tense and relax over and over, and I know that you cannot stop the orgasm that is starting deep within you. I slap your cock against my cheek and smile up at you. Your cock brushing ever so softly against my long dark hair. That's more than you can take, and your cum gushes out against my face. So warm, hot against my skin. I continue to pound your flesh relentlessly. You're not huge, but I'm surprised at how much cum you have to offer me as your body comes down. Off your natural high. My pace slows, and my breath starts to slow. I crawl up to your body and snuggle against you. Your climax is still laying on your stomach and on my face. I tell you that I need to run to the bathroom, and on the way back I peek out of the curtains of the window. I was hoping the snow would be piled high by now on the roads, and I would have an excuse to be stranded here with you. I inwardly groan when I see that the roads are totally clear. There's no snow falling at all. Oh no, baby. I pout my lips, and I look at you. The snow has covered the roads, and there's ice building up on my car. I'm not sure it's safe for me to go home now. I'd love for you to stay, you say, after a long pause. This is what I wanted, and I snuggle into bed with you again, anxious to get back to the heat that our bodies create together. We lie there for a long time, knowing that this won't be the last time. But I am wondering how long it will be until the next time. And I'm wondering how long it will take until you will initiate it with me. It won't be long until I will need you inside of me again.